Outside the old Birmingham jail, the focus of attention for today's crowd is what's hidden beneath a large flag of the state of Alabama. It's a historic marker to remember an event from 50 years ago.
One day, the South will recognize its real heroes. They will be the James Merediths, courageously and with a majestic sense of purpose. Facing
Student Cecil Washington Jr. reads from the letter from Birmingham Jail. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. put pen to paper back in 1963 after he was arrested for protesting against segregation.
Today we stand united, black and white, old and young, various religions, all coming together to say that we're grateful that that
Birmingham Mayor William Bell was there, as well as Governor Robert Bentley.
We are celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Civil Rights Movement. This is just a part of that, and we're going to continue throughout the year to celebrate the Civil Rights Movement.
But for many in the crowd, Bell and Bentley were just the warm-up acts. The keynote speaker, Bernice King, is the daughter of Martin Luther King Jr.
What happened with many of those who sacrificed their lives, not just my father, but Fred Shuttlesworth, and not just the adults, but the young people who put their very lives on the line to demonstrate the injustices and the horrible atrocities that were taking place here in Birmingham to sensitize this nation to the struggle that was taking place in the South.
Later we spoke with King, who says it's important for people to hear and understand the message her father presented in his letter from the Birmingham jail, and how this site can help with the job of making it all real.
The letter, I think, speaks to all generations and speaks to all people, because even if the specific situation of Birmingham changed, as my mother said, struggle is a never-ending process. Freedom is never really won. You earn it and win it in every generation.
On this quiet Sunday, other landmarks connected to the Civil Rights Movement sit not far from the site of the Birmingham Jail. Kelly Ingram Park was the site of demonstrations, including the so-called Children's March. Across the street, things are a lot more lively. Today, the 16th Street Baptist Church is bustling with energy, but 50 years ago, the mood was different. This was the site of one of the most tragic events of the Civil Rights Movement.
As a result of this church being the place, the so-called headquarters, we believe it was targeted for the bombing.
Arthur Price Jr. is the current pastor at the church. He says four young girls ages 11 to 14 were lost in that blast.
They planted 22 sticks of dynamite, put some dirt over it, had a timer, went off 10:22.
The church was opened in 1873. Pastor Price points out one of the most recognizable features, and that's the Wales window. Called so because it was paid for by donations from children from Wales. The window was considered very controversial when it was unveiled.
It's a black man suffering in the South, similar to Christ suffering on the cross, and it has one hand pushing out oppression, the other hand open for forgiveness.
The church brings in around 40,000 visitors a year who come to see the building and learn about the events associated with it. The Birmingham Civil Rights Institute is across the street. Ahmad Ward is the head of education and exhibitions at the Institute. He says their obvious mission is to educate and inform people of what happened, but he says there's more to it than that.
We got an unwritten goal to improve relations, you know, between religion, races, creeds, gender. So besides our physical exhibition component, we do a lot of programming.
Some of the exhibits are meant to be uplifting, while others are designed to be disturbing. One example is called the Confrontation Room.
There are good ones and bad ones, just like black people.
Visitors hear racial epithets and see a full Ku Klux Klan robe on display in the back of the room. The self-guided tour then goes through the progression of the Civil Rights Movement, from Montgomery to Birmingham to Washington, D.C. Ward says one of the prized exhibits is the door from Martin Luther King Jr.'s jail cell when he was arrested in Birmingham.
This is that one thing we probably shouldn't let anybody touch, but we let everybody touch it. But to me, this is probably the most valuable thing we have because of its historical significance.
This site draws in nearly 150,000 visitors a year from across the country and all over the world. They come to Alabama to see where the foot soldiers and leaders of the Civil Rights Movement marched and bled, were imprisoned and made their stand to ensure equal rights for future generations to come. I'm Stan Ingold, APR News in Birmingham.
Into the bus filled very rapidly with black smoke. all of us realize that the bus was on fire. And